what we want to do is try to remember what we were told. That's the good stuff. All right. Okay, so let's go back to paragraph one on page 345. It's not all good stuff to everybody. It might be all good stuff to you, but I guarantee you it's not all good stuff to everybody. You just been hurt enough. You just been through enough pain that it's all good news. When you haven't just really hit your limit, it's kind of good news. Sentence number one, we're talking about love and fear. The Course says, to the mind that doesn't know what love is, unless the love relationship is special, it doesn't mean anything to it. Which is unnatural, because love isn't like that. Love doesn't single out. Love doesn't have exclusion. So therefore, the Course says, any kind of love that's different from the love that God has for us is an unnatural love. And the love that our Creator has for us is a love that's equal for us all. And any love that's not equal for us all is an unnatural love. Paragraph one. Paragraph two. What is love? Love is freedom. So every time you form any kind of relationship to anything that you feel limited or in bondage, then you are not releasing yourself. And so if you want to be free, you must free others. Don't forget this, because if you forget it, you won't be able to be helped. Got that? Paragraph? Three, the Holy Spirit, which is your right mind that's trying its best to bring you everything that you want, is asking your help. You ask him for God's help, God said, well, how about you giving me a little bit? How about that for turning the tables? You're always asking the universe. This universe says, well, let me ask your help. And this is it. He says, the most helpful aid in protecting us from guilt. He says that with a special relationship that has love that is not real is really an attraction to guilt, but you don't recognize it because you've been taught that freedom lies in entering relationships in which you have no freedom. We are taught that love lies within relationships in which you have no freedom. And so the closer you look at your relationships, the more apparent it will become that it is your relationships that are imprisoning you and making you feel guilty. The closer you look at your relationships, the more, and it's not just relationships with a person. It's your relationship with everything, with your finances, with your appearance, with your thoughts, with your parents, with your friends, with your material possessions. The Course says the closer you look at your special relationships, you will see that it's the way you're using your relationships that's making you feel guilty and are imprisoning you. Okay. Paragraph four. It wouldn't even be a point in us having a relationship if you didn't have nobody. When you say you want to have a relationship with me, you are thinking about my body. And you wouldn't try to have a relationship with me if I didn't have one. Agreed? So that means that if you value the special relationship, you've got to value the body, because without the special relationship, you wouldn't have any need for a body. And whatever you value, you will keep. But you have an identity that's greater than a body, and is more unlimited than a body, and is more satisfying than a body, that's beyond your idea of yourself as a body. The special relationship is really just a device for limiting yourself to a body. The special relationship is just a device to make you think you are a man or a woman. The purpose of a special relationship is to make you think you are a man or a woman. The purpose of a special relationship is to keep you thinking you are a man or a woman who needs to try to survive and pay your bills. The purpose of a special relationship is to make you think you're just a human trying to make it. The purpose of a special relationship is to keep you thinking you are a body other than the great rays of unlimited love that go into infinite reality forever. You are much greater than your friggin' bodies. Okay. The special relationship is a device to make you think you are a body. Women are from Venus and men are from Mars. Got it? If you were to really see who you really are, it would establish the total lack of value of a special relationship. If you were to ever see who you were, it would totally make you feel like you don't need a relationship in order to be fulfilled in any way. For in seeing the great rays of love, the body would disappear. What does that mean? Does it mean it just goes up in the puff of smoke? No. No. It means that you can always, when you ask yourself a question, just go to the next part of the sentence that always tells you. It means that you would no longer value it more than your peace and who you really are. That's when it's invisible. The body is invisible when you no longer value it more than yourself. So the special relationship is a device for limiting me to my body, and it's a device for limiting you to your body. Because I'm making me a man, for instance, and I'm making you a woman, so we can have a relationship. So our relationship is a means to keep fooling both of us into thinking we're two different people that are men and women, who the woman is from Venus and the man is from Mars. So I love this. It says, now, what happens when the body disappears? Your whole investment in seeing it would be withdrawn from it. All this investment I got in seeing the body would no longer be there at the point that I see who you are and you see who I am. It will be so great that the last thing that's important to either one of us is our bodies. I've seen older couples where their bodies have completely changed. And I can look at the way they look at each other and know they're still seeing the beautiful person they saw maybe when they got together when they were in their early 20s. Mm. I've seen them walking down the street holding hands. And you can tell that they absolutely see each other beyond each other's body. And the dumbest thing you can do is only want somebody for their body. I said, only want somebody for their body. They can loan it to you for toy purposes every now and then. The Course calls it that. The Course literally in the latter part of the book calls our bodies toys that God children play with. But you know, it's a lot of toys that they recall.
Don't play with that toy, it'll put your eye out.
Dangerous toy.
Dangerous toy, you know. Paragraph 5. What is the point of